Welcome to The Ether. Today is Wednesday, January 19th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the lunatic community. Take advantage of their Terra Luna Intel report on Telegram, which brings you the hottest news and updates on all things Terra. Find it using the link in the show notes. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. TerraSpaces appreciates their support. Today on The Ether, we have the Hero AMA recorded from their Discord. Let's take a listen.
Chapter two. Has everyone here obviously read chapter one? I'm assuming everyone has. Chapter two is actually 2.5 times longer than chapter one. It went from 12 pages to now about 27 pages. So it is also just like Demon Slayer picking up pace. It's picking up a lot of pace here as well. Yeah. So it's going to be really exciting. And just like small drops of hints. The reason, you know how when like people say like, You see what you're looking for. So if you're paying attention to the color red, you'll always see red. Like if you want a car that you want to buy, let's just say it's a Honda CR-V or something, you start seeing a lot more Honda CR-Vs. So it's just by natural default. But talking about multiverses all the time, multiverse. And it's just like there's a reason why I'm talking about multiverses. And it's going to be something that's about to be introduced at the very end of chapter two on page 27 is a little bit of multiverse. I don't know if you guys got to watch the recent Spider-Man.
Let me add a little bit of context there. God is good. So guys, for the ones that are new, because we have new holders, bro. I don't know what's going on. The community's been really sharing, you know, everything they can think of about Hero on Twitter. I see you guys' activity, and I appreciate it. But yeah, God is Good is talking about a comic. So for the ones that don't know, if you hold the Hero in your wallet, you can go to our website. And on the right-hand side, you should be able to connect your wallet and go to the lounge section. It'll be on your top right. Once you connect your wallet, you can see this first chapter of Heroes. That is what God is Good is talking about. So right now he's talking about the second chapter. And also, let me add a bit more feedback. Hero profits over wages. Hello. Good morning. And let me add a bit more feedback, guys, because the comics is something that, I mean, God is Good is going to paint you guys a picture, but I want you guys to know that it is a lot of work behind the scenes of how the comics work. And yeah, you guys don't see all the work, but it's a lot of work. And so something that we, you know, take pride on is this lore that is being created, the art that is being developed, and the story, the seed that is planted, that it's gonna take places and it's gonna grow so much. So, yeah, that's it. God is Good. Take it away, brother.
No worries. Should we put chapter one? Because I don't want to get too ahead of myself because like there's a couple things that I want to share with you guys. But I have chapter one right now, Gene. Do we want to just put that in quick general? Because like I know that certain holders, I mean all holders, can access it via the page. But just to add a little bit of context, so the people that might not be able to access it right now but are in Discord can kind of see it in general if they're here right now.
Yeah, absolutely, brother.
Cool. Let's see how this works. I don't know how it's going to... Hopefully it doesn't take up too much, but okay. So can you view that?
So it looks like... They can view it. They'll have to open the original file and then kind of zoom in. So maybe give them like a little minute so they can set it up.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Yeah, so you guys can just zoom in and then, yeah, it'll give you the entire thing and you can read through it if you haven't read through it already. And yeah, this guy is only 12 pages. It's a pretty quick read. It's a fun read. But like I said, the next chapter is going to be, 27 pages. Gives magnifying lens, wow. Zooms to perfect size. Awesome. Yes, Kenji, my man. I haven't chatted with you in a while. Hope your holidays was good. Was it your niece or was it your sister? That was like super heavily getting into art. But sister, perfect, awesome. Hope she's doing well. Did she get that awesome? Was it an iPad? Yeah. Well, hopefully she's out there creating some really cool, awesome stuff. She gets it today. Nice, exciting. That's so cool. Back to what we was chatting on. Chapter 2, guys, is gonna be a little bit more than double in length, and when it comes to the storyline, it's only gonna get more intriguing. And I don't know if you guys have been following us since the beginning or not, just because Jan just said that there's a lot of new people, but initially no, I think we're going a little bit too fast. We can break that down later when you guys get to read chapter 2. You guys can find out for yourselves.
And then I also wanted to add, if so who's here? Is Ahmad here? Maybe Kenshi can help us out taking some notes. It can be just bullet points. That would be super helpful, guys. And then we'll just copy paste and add into the updates, because, you know, there will be people right after we end the call that will come to the general and be like, hey, where's the AMA? And we're finished. So if someone can take some quick bullet points of what is said here, we'd really appreciate it. So thank you, guys.
Sweet. So as you guys know, our boy Formidable, he's been our developer since the get-go. He made everything possible with the dual minting, developing the bridge, everything like that. But the guy's been out for a hot minute, but Gene told me yesterday that he's just so happy to be back and super ecstatic. But just got done talking to him this morning. Just like we promised, guys, when we say things, we're going to definitely do it. And if it's taken a little bit longer than expected, nothing really changes with the word that we had put out. So one of those words that we gave out was we wanted to be providing the unminted heroes. We wanted to take those and make them into villains, and then we can provide them to the community. So that is a process that we are starting on. The moment that you guys can claim your villains, that's something we're going to be working on after. Then shortly after that, he said that, well, not he, but we had told you guys that you guys would be able to mint and claim these comics themselves. So right now it's in a lounge. In that lounge, you're able to read it if you're a holder. But we will be setting it up where in about, I'm just going to say a little bit over a week, just to be 100% safe and sure here. But within this month, you guys as holders will be able to claim the chapters. Having them verified and sellable, probably not something that we're too focused on, because we want this to be like a token of history that you guys simply get to keep for being hero holders. So you will be able to claim the NFT in and of itself on both the Solana, well, not both, you get to pick which one, but you get to pick where it'll go. On the Solana side or the Terra side, and you will have that chapter 1 and that chapter 2 ongoing as every single chapter. As long as you're a holder, you'll be able to claim those on the Hero website. So that is something that is coming very soon, and the lounge will still be a thing, but you'll just have that additional thing as well. So just wanted to give you guys that exciting news, because that was always how we wanted it to be from the get-go, but with a couple setbacks, We had to do the Reader's Lounge, which is still amazing and cool and fun, but to have it in your wallet is another experience in and of itself. So look forward to that, guys.
Yeah. Hey, so I see Profits Over Wages is in the room. Profits, are you there? I think
Profits
she was driving.
Profits always here.
Yeah. Yeah,
but how do you provide the villains to the community? Well, this is something we're still like kind of brainstorming of what certain parameters and how we want to do it. Definitely we want to do it via the fun giveaways that we've always done. I think highlighting community members, highlighting heroes in your life is a way that we've always like given back to the community, and we want to stay consistent with that throughout this whole journey. So that'll be one way that the villains will be redistributed back into the community. We'll figure out other fun ways, but we'll add it simply to a whitelist, and then you'll be able to go there and you can claim your NFT if your address is positioned there. But it will be priority people of the community.
Hey, that's cool, because I think I was doing the numbers on that, and I think it's about 250 guys. So we'd have 250 villains essentially that would be like God is good said, given to you in a creative manner. So yes, Ian is also working on the soul bot. So for the verifiers, Ian did some back work there to bring the Solana bot, so we can now have Solana verifiers as well if you hold a Solana NFT. And cool thing is that Wormhole is also working on this bridge for NFT tokens to be able to, be transferred over networks. So that is really cool. Okay, quick question. I have Hero Bowl raising his hand. Hero Bowl, let me let you in, brother. And then God is Good is gonna take it away here soon, because he we got a couple things to share with you guys. But go ahead, brother, if you have a question. And then in the meantime, Well, you accept the request there. In the meantime, yeah. So, guys, remember, the story and the comics, we're going to be throwing a bunch of hints and clues in the comics, okay? So, and I want you guys to know that the creative process, this is where it starts. So before you guys went out there and watched, the Spider-Man movie, what happened? There were people that worked, behind the scenes, creating this lore, right? Creating the format, like the adventure. And so we also want to do that. Maybe obviously not on that spectrum, but we do it in the hero spectrum. So we're gonna bring lots of goodies to you guys via the comics, and it's very important for us. So that's why we decided to double down. More than double down, and the you guys already know that the maps of the game will be based off, like, for example, they'll start in the snow, because if you go look at the first page of the comic, it starts in the snow. It starts after the freeze. So yeah, man, what's the intention there behind more pages, right? More comics. Why is this important for Hero? And then can you maybe like throw some hints? Are you going to like develop the story of the heroes? Like give us some alpha there. God is good.
Ultimately, the first chapter was just something very light, fun, appetizing, to get the people to see some of these heroes in action. But as we go through chapter 2, extending the pages to, like I had mentioned, 27, which is a drastic amount more of story writing, a lot more graphics, a lot more drawing, a lot more just everything. So it's been a really fun process, and in this portion, you will get to see the character development. And it's just like an emotional fun ride where you get to see these heroes that we have as images, you know, develop in the story. So in that aspect, it's going to be super cool, super fun. What was question number two?
I think I was asking, so yeah, that answers the question. Any alpha drop, so essentially the first chapter, let me open it here. Okay, so it starts after the freeze, right? So it's past, it's been 67 years after the freeze. And this was the freeze that had happened in the world, in humanity. And is this the reason why there is robots? Is this the freeze that kind of like took over the world, or break it down for me there?
Yeah. So the freeze came about, and as the freeze came about, the world was empty. There was only one man to stay. Mars became inhabitable. So the entirety of civilization that was able to get away did depart from the Earth. Toto, however, so for those of you guys that don't know, Toto in Spanish is, you know, all, total. Correct, Jan?
Yeah, you're right.
Yep. So Toto is just like, I don't know if you guys have seen My Hero Academia, but you guys know All Might. There's one for all, and then there's all for one. One for all, obviously, is Thies, but all for one was you know, the evil one. So Toto encapsulates humanity and comes in as that final dying piece of resistance, and he stands for the entire humanity, and he's able to battle and do what he does. And he is able to now create a Sparrow, which is a civilization that now is inhabitable by humans. So that's where chapter one kind of brings that story together. And in chapter two, it picks up at present time. And you kind of see the past catching up with the present. And then we get to adventure together into the future. So that is where the storyline does pick up. Initially, when we had started this whole project, it wasn't just robots. Initially, it was actually with animals. I don't know if people knew this, but you know, animals was actually how this all began. But we wanted to just focus on one atmosphere. But like I had mentioned, with like just talking about multiverses, because people talk about the metaverse is cool, metaverse is fun, and that's something that you know, Motivating Gene has been actively working on tirelessly for the last large portion of time, actually. So he's just had so much fun. He's brought you guys a bunch of great, like, 3D type things. He's building out the maps. He's building out all the game mechanics. But, you know, something that fits into the metaverse is the multiverse. And like I said, I've had so much fun with the multiverse. Watching Spider-Man, no spoiler alerts there, but just there's just so many fun things. I remember when I was watching Power Rangers, when, you know, all the Red Rangers, all the White Rangers, all of them would unite from each different generation, and you would just get so hyped because you knew all of their stories, how it led them to where they are. And then when you see them all come together, they play on each other's strengths. So all the robots that you see, all the outfits, all the designs that you see, you know, there is a corresponding robot for every single animal. So if we just marinate on that idea, they live the same lives, just in parallel different universes. So we will be having a little bit of a fun mixture. It's going to come on the final page of this chapter two. But I don't know if you guys have seen the art or not, but this is the art that we started with. And I'm just going to leave the art here really, really quickly. I might add it into sneak peeks after we put on some of the finishing touches. So this isn't like finalized or anything like that. There's still, like, if you guys zoom in on the pictures, you'll still see some like spottiness, but you'll see some awesome, you know, details and stuff. But I'm just going to screenshot and I'm going to drop it here in the chat so you guys can kind of tell me how you guys feel about it, because this was the art that initially like started this whole hero journey. So
where is it at, on general or sneak peek?
I'm about to. I'm going to drop it. I just screenshotted it. And I am going to... Let's just do general, or should we do sneak peek and leave it up? Up to you guys. One for general, just so you guys get to experience it, or two for sneak peek, so others... But it would just come without context. So, all right, two. All right, here Bull said two first, so we should just go into... All right, everyone's saying it. All right, let's just go into sneak peek. And then I'll write a little bit of context. I'll just say multiverse, hint, hint. And we'll go from there. But you can pick it up from there while I find this, Gene, and then I will
lop
it in.
Yeah. Yeah, guys, remember that we got like a bunch of like categories here, like sections. We got, again, the artistic, and the artistic is like, one is the NFTs and then the other one is the comics. Two completely different things. And then God is good, and then Raphael, you know, they work on the lore. That's something completely different as well. And then we got the gaming, and then we have, you know, like the little bit of tech that we have as well. So, yeah, whoever, there's like nobody fudding right now, I was going to say, but whoever fuds, like, you guys know that we're real. Come on, dude. Like, but no, actually, bro, the hero has some good vibes. Let me tell you, like, seriously, like y'all have some of the best vibes. And even if like we can't keep it like always like that, you know, it's like the majority, like, and I mean the majority, like 99% of them are like super good vibes. So yeah, I'm super proud of that. I'm super happy. Oh, and then while we give God is good, take your time, bro.
So do we at everyone?
Yeah. You can add everyone.
Yeah,
I add everyone.
All right, let's say last.
But yeah, if it's a sneak peek, yeah.
All right. There we go, boys and girls. I'm in heroes.
Ooh. Makes me think of that. What's Game of Thrones? Is it Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones, yeah. But yeah, so this would be the knight, as you guys can tell. So the knight hero, this would be the knight hero, but in animal form in the multiverse, doing what it's already doing. So whatever multiverse, whatever parallel universe, it doesn't matter. They still are a hero. So. It's going to be super fun for the people. So just to like do a full circle on a couple of the things that we've talked about. Our goal since day one, and I saw this video, and I know Gene is a huge supporter of Gary Vee, and I think we all are in a sense that we've been following him for so long, but he's just poured so much value into our lives. But one of the things that he was saying today, like, hey, should you start an NFT project? ? And he says, like, yes, but if you do, it should be a 5 to 10 year to a lifetime commitment. Because why? Because these people believed in your vision, and to let them down would be, you know, heart wrenching, something along those lines. So I think we've been building this project. How long has it been, Gene? Maybe like 10 months. 10 months, pretty close to 10 months since the idea originated. The idea was to simply, for us, me and June, was to create an anime warehouse. It was originally a warehouse for people to come together to eat our favorite foods. Gene is Mexican.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm Vietnamese.
Yeah.
It was called Effing Tacos, fucking tacos, because I love pho. That's my culture. Gene is tacos. And we wanted to iterate like a beautiful place for people to eat, be in community with each other, have stickers, have art, and just like, you know, share the love for anime, share the love for all of this. So we created this project, and It's something that we're going to build and we want to continue to provide. So the first step would be A, giving these comics to all the holders, providing these villains for all the holders. And then following that, as this story comes out and, you know, chapter 3, 4, 5, everything comes out. This is something that you guys are going to be able to get, obviously, for free. It's going to be something that you can claim as long as you're a holder. So it's just so fun to be able to pour out this story, because how many animes, how many stories have you guys seen where you're like, please, if only they had added this, I would feel so complete, you know? Like, the ending of Game of Thrones, obviously not an anime, but, like, I wanted, like, a little bit more closure, which, you know, that's just who I am in certain aspects. So, like, here we have the opportunity to create the story of all the endings that we ever wanted. So it's just fun to be able to write and to create and everything like that. So whatever input, whatever things you guys want to see, hope to see, are probably things that we've wanted to hope it, like, hope for and to see, but maybe we forgot about it. So whatever portions you might want to add to the story, there's always room to fit that in, whether it be a little bit of a life lesson or some crazy story that you went through, because we all have, like, pretty darn crazy stories. And to be able to implement that into a comic that others will get to read down the line is going to be super cool. And eventually gamify it, play it. I mean, I haven't gotten to actually put on the Oculus yet, but seeing all of this attention move towards that space, I'm tempted to, like, go check it out. I'm just not that stoked. My eyes aren't, like, the most fantastical eyes. I don't know if that stuff is, like, the healthiest to put on. But just imagine getting to go through a comic and see it in that wow. perspective. Because the Brooklyn Nets. Prophets. Did you see what the Brooklyn Nets just did?
Yeah, I saw that, bro. The Oculus is crazy.
That's nuts.
Shit is insane. So I'm going to send mine to you so you can test it out.
Send it
yeah,
back.
And on that topic too, I think I told this to God is Good yesterday. So I think it was Nike who bought out RTFK. It's an Ethereum project. You know, it's pretty cool. And I was telling him, I said, I'm like, wow, bro. I'm like, we're obviously not the ones that invented, like, the Oculus, like, you know, like, technology, but could we eventually, like, can you imagine, like, we get an offer from, like, Marvel, dude, you know, and they're like, yo, you guys got a big community, they see the potential, you know, this technology is already out, and they just decide to, like, buy out, you know, like, all the heroes or something, or, like, or I don't know, heroes just, like, you know, go up in price or whatever. Like, that is something that 100. Is obviously, you know what I'm saying?
Where we're headed.
You know what I'm saying? So it's always in our vision, guys. To summarize it is to always be bullish, really. You know, we're going to continue to be bullish. We're going to continue to be here because that's how the lunatics do. So.
Yeah, lunatics, Salon, everyone. But, like, it's so funny because, like, I haven't had too much time to, like, I mean, like, since 2017, like, investing in crypto is just something, like, you know, that I've been so attracted to. And, like, it's provided, like, such a financial, like, cool environment where you get to, like, enjoy profits with friends and everything like that. But just watching NFTs, I haven't actually sold a single NFT in my life. Never sold one yet. But I've bought and I've bought and I bought, and I don't think I'm gonna sell any. And, like, 100% not on heroes, obviously. Like, I'll never sell. So when, like, price increases, I get excited for, like, certain holders where it could, like, provide, like, you know, some awesome luxuries and necessities in their life. But, like, it's definitely not something, like, I ever intend on, like, selling. So to continue to be able to just, like, build upon it and, you know, curate, like, the funnest experience for everyone is just, like, it's just so cool. I don't know where I was going with that. I was definitely trying to tie it into something, but it's left me now.
Oh, it was, like, the Oculus and how you can see, like, the player. So once you put the Oculus on, where you may be thinking that, I don't know, we can see, like, the comics. Can you imagine we can see one day, like, the first chapter, and we can see the map of the heroes with the Oculus and be inside of it? Like, yeah. And you can kind of be a hero. Like, bro, this is this is all doable. This is all like it's at the front of technology right now, but yeah. It's accessible and it's the trend that's going to be happening here soon.
Yeah, no, it's nuts, bro. What's it called? Was just talking to our writer actually, Gene, this is probably like I haven't even told you, so this is like alpha. But tonight when he gets back home, he's gonna send me like an iteration. But he's actually built like his own operating system, and this is I'll just read it out loud. Prophets and Gene, this I guess your guys' first time hearing it.
Everyone.
let me actually try to find the first part. Also, I've been thinking about making Toto. So Toto is the main character. One of the main characters. But a prequel platformer game, including the comics pages we've already made about him, letting holders explore these moments through action. And I'm like, okay, great. An example is an arcade game for Toto analyzing data information on the computer, and then he moves from there to investigations. Old school runner from the dragon, maybe collecting pieces in the warehouse to build the first robot. But the first one would be a platformer, Mega Man type vibe, Double Dragon, all Super Nintendo 2D game vibes with the aesthetics of comics. Not pixelated, but Castlevania. But he said he will be sending home a bit of the engine to add some of the pieces that we've already created. So it's in essence, it's like Nintendo type 2D game, but you get to go from one point to another point, and it's using the graphics of the internet. That would be on like a 2D version. But imagine that, like in the space of the Oculus, go through the story and you get to interact with the story. So fun. But yeah, that's something literally an hour and a half. So that's everyone's first time hearing it.
What? So yeah. So it's like so it would have wow. It's like. It would have different like prequels is like, for example, how would you describe a prequel?
Yeah, prequel would be Lord of the Rings, for instance. It has like their three movies. Then after prequel would be what came before it. So it would just be diving into Toto's story long before the freeze, maybe him as a child and so forth. Because right now we have three times. You know, we have young Toto as a scientist. We have Toto going through the battle, and then Toto in the present, venturing into the prequel would be story of his time before. So like Itachi's prequel, was when he was a kid before he chosen to their Ambu special mission. Separate. Main storyline, but yeah.
Is he breaking out for you, Gene, or just me?
Oh yeah, no. People are saying that he is breaking up. I thought it was just me.
Dang. I guess
much. You were in the metaverse, bro.
I was. Yeah, but you got the metaverse. Windows open. No, it's CenturyLink, bro. CenturyLink.
Maybe just repeat your last like 2 minutes of talking.
2 minutes of talking.
So break it down. Like I was listening to you, and I was also like over here, like typing in prequel just to make sure I understood what the word prequel means. And so, what is he saying with the games? Run it up one more time for us, bro. Please, just one more time.
Dang, dude. All right, for show. So, I mean, A, prequel simply just means the story before the story, because...
Yeah, no, like I mean what Raphael said. So what he's thinking of doing the prequel, but then what else?
But with the prequel, we would be using the graphics and the comics and all the animation, the design of the NFTs and everything like that. Within this experiential game where you can actually like go through it. So let's just think of Pokemon, you know, how you can walk into, you know, is it Dr. Ivy? No, is Eevee? Ivy? I don't remember. Dr. Oaks. Yeah, you can go into like the doctor's office. You can go into this portion and it goes along with the storyline. So you get to kind of see it in, you know, a POV perspective.
Interesting. And this is all, so hold on, but this is all art on via comics, or we're talking about?
Yes, it would use our art of comics, and we can see how we can integrate like the actual graphics that we have currently, but this would be based off the comics because it would be in alongside the actual storyline. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, so it's just a different way to read the comics. And, you know, instead of just like scrolling through it, you get to scroll through it in a different perspective. Yeah. So we'll have an example of that today. So everything I'm saying, I'm just reading off what he had said. The man's a creator. He's a story writer. He's been doing this for, I think it's like, I don't know how long. I don't want to butcher it, but it's well over a decade. Homie's just been creation. Yeah, so he's a phenomenal.
Yeah, no, I was gonna say, and it's something he likes doing. Like for example, there's a job that, you know, sometimes people, you know, get to do, and then there is like sometimes a passion, something that you love to do and you get to do as well, but it's, you know, quite different than for you guys, really. You guys are the ones that are giving us the opportunity to build. And essentially, you guys are giving Raphael the opportunity to build as well. This is something that, since he was a kid, he's dreamed of. Obviously, like the creative, sometimes it doesn't pay what it should be, you know, what they should receive. But by you guys, you know, supporting, you guys are giving him the opportunity to do this, which was his dream since he was a kid. So he's coming at you guys and at the comic with that, you know, with that much fire, with that much intention and meaning. So yeah, that's the power of what you guys are, you know, able to do as well and support.
Yeah, it really is beautiful. Like the NFT space is filling the pocket of so many creatives that never had the opportunity, never had the eyes. And yeah, it's just so cool to be able to highlight that, because, you know, just because you haven't made it mainstream definitely doesn't mean you're not a phenomenal creator. And to be able to give more opportunities to people in these avenues are just, it's so fun. It's so cool.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to ask something. So I asked this yesterday. So on the heroes, on the sneak peek, if you go up, you can see some of the villains. So the villains, so you said something along the lines of the villains are essentially like, so they're not villains that are new villains being created, and essentially it's not a villain coming into the comics, right? It's so what's the story there? Could you explain that? And I'm asking this to God is Good, guys, because we get all these types of ideas all the time. Like I thought we were getting like some sort of like other villains, and you know, like I'm like, oh shoot, what are these villains gonna do? You know, what's gonna happen? So so he explained some stuff yesterday. Do you mind explaining?
Yeah. Okay. We've talked about this with like you know, everything that I say derives from Naruto, but you guys know how like Naruto, there's no such thing as villains. There's only broken-hearted heroes. So same thing with this story. I don't want to like add too many spoilers, but none of the villains are villains. They are just heroes that were overtaken. So as you guys can see on the villains, you'll see the piece of a bug, a little red bug that, you know, overtakes the body, and they take out like weakened robots that, you know, were a little bit exposed in different aspects and took over their bodies. And there's still consciousness underneath, just like Nezuko in, you know, Demon Slayer. She's not entirely a demon. She was once human. And when she hears like a certain lullaby, when she hears her brother's voice, images of her mom, she's brought back. So it's this constant little tug of war. And we see that in many like fun lines. So zombie with the soul. Exactly. So, but you know, they can't come back unless, certain formulas are put into place. You know, so, yes, all the villains except one keyword. There is a villain that will be dropping. I don't think we've revealed this specific villain. Let me go into sneak peeks to make sure I didn't.
No, I don't think we have. No, we have.
Okay. Okay.
It's okay. We can.
Perfect. Wait. Because there will be one villain, and this villain will be revealed also in this chapter. But this villain was created outside of like the original robots. You can't get this specific hero. All of the traits, all the attributes are unique. It's never been seen on the hero side, but on the villain side, there is one master villain that was created by the dark consciousness that we perceive it to be. Exactly. So I hope that answered your question. Yes, there are forces that we are battling and we are calling the villains. But just like I had mentioned, like villains are only brokenhearted heroes. They went through harsh times. They did what they could, and then they were taken advantage of at a certain point of life. But it's so cool because like shows like Demon Slayer, where, you know, Tanjiro is able to bring that humanity back into people the way that Naruto is able to bring humanity back into people. Like every single person that he comes across, he never lets like them break his spirit, but he's able to somehow find a way to bring them back into the light to remind them of who they were at one point before they allowed their fears or whatever to take over their lives. So that's a long answer. No villains.
Yeah.
One villain, but that villain, you'll see the story unfold after chapter 2 and so on and so forth.
That's great. So we got some questions. Doomtime said, will the villains be the same collection as heroes? Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to combine them. Go ahead.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is just like how ETH gets the privilege to be burned here, it also will get, I don't know why I was talking about ETH. Luna. So think of Luna, UST, Luna gets burnt. Same here. It will, the heroes, the commons, when you take two commons and it creates a villain, that common will be displaced. It'll be tossed. The hash and the metadata from one of the commons will be kept, and that will be merged into the villain, and that will be morphed. So the supply will go down. In theory, if no commons were available and all commons were burned, let's just say 5,000, then 2,500, you know, heroes, I mean, villains would be created, then that would drop it down to, you know, 7,500-ish total supply of NFTs in circulation.
Because there are people that don't want to trade their villains in. But then also, what do you guys think about putting up a window of, you know, of claiming or like exchanging? So maybe setting up a window of a week, you know, so this is like a one-time thing only, because it does have to be some sort of like exclusive. Because if it's opened, like, you know, if we leave that portal open, then I guess you guys could do it anytime. What do you think?
I like cycles, you know. We could do like a lunar cycle, since we rep with Luna heavily. Every single time there's a full moon during that day is the time that we open that window for them to be able to change the commons into villains. That would be dope.
Ooh,
But to answer that question, wait, so traits will be carried over from commons? Yes. So, I mean, in the villains can have common traits. They can have legendary traits. They can have rare traits. These villains, you know, they do what they can to survive. So they pick up things that might not be theirs. They might steal things that might not be theirs, doing villainous, you know, wild people stuff. The better... Go ahead.
So let me just make sure, so the villains, so if I trade in a common, I mean, they're all commons, could I essentially get, so how many traits of villains will there be?
There are, let me think about this. There will be less. No, there will be more. There's a lot. There's a lot of traits. Just so you guys know, like right now with the heroes alone, we would have created over like 90 billion different variations. We pulled over. It's going to be less. There's going to be less variation. So wouldn't it be 90 billion? If I had a ballpark range, it would probably be like 60 billion in comparison. So we would be cutting off like a third of certain items that not necessarily weren't liked, but just like... You know, these villains are trying to go hard. You know, they're doing everything they can to scrap together all the resources that they have. So they might drop out a few things that they might not use. So
okay. And what? Thank you, brother. And what about tiers? Or tiers.
Tiers. We are villains are all one class. They're controlled by the same level of consciousness. So there will be no tiers, but there will be. You know, like I had mentioned, the master villain where we haven't seen any of those attributes on the hero side. So when you guys see it on the villain side, you guys will distinctly know, like, I've never seen that before. That is brand new. That is very different. And it does create one full set, one specific person on both the male side and the female side. So if someone is lucky enough to get like that full build, it'll be very apparent. And even if they don't get the full build and they only have one attribute even, they'll definitely 100% know, like, that's villainous AF. But yeah.
Okay. So people are asking here on the traits. I think you already read that question. Jesh is asking, the traits on villains, is that random, irrespective of the common we burn?
It will not be in respective to the common you burn. It will be completely randomly generated. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. The metadata question, did we answer that one? He said, wait, so the traits will be carried from comments or just metadata? No, yeah, the metadata would be erased.
Kid heroes they're there. They're definitely 100% there because at the end of the day, we want you to be able to experience like the whole life cycle, the whole journey of like a hero because they are in the comics. Yeah. So we have them created. They're there. How we want to like roll it out and provide it to you. We want it to be like a fun interactive thing as well. So I'm not going to be on that because yeah, but they're there. We have them. We have them. And I think we put them in the sneak peek once, or maybe it was just in the general. I don't remember, but I do remember like sharing it like once.
Yeah, but at any given point, you know, just know that there is like obviously like, you know, more alpha that we can bring to the table. So it's there, guys. You know, it's just it's like an organic growth, you know, so we'll go step by step. I wanted to bring the attention a little. Okay, soul swords. I'll answer soul swords. So, soul swords. Like the team at Soul Swords has been having, you know, some. They've been doing some work with their developer, and last time I think they were still working on some things. And I believe. Let me see if they answered already. One second. I believe they said they were going to launch on Random Earth. So give me one second. Yeah. So, and I even asked, I said, so when is the launch again? It honestly seems like the team needs a little bit of help. It seems like it's a one-man team. So my brother needs, you know, some help there. So he has to wake up and answer my question of when launch and when on random Earth. But yeah, they're launching out there, guys. If that answers the question. Okay, and then there are January 22nd. Don't know the time. Okay, January 22nd. Then I got to get on their butts to, you know, do some sort of marketing because, yeah, that way we can support them. But okay, so before we go harder on these questions, I want to point something out. And if you guys go to the sneak peeks and look at that horse, there is a resemblance to the panda.
What are you talking about? Panda?
Yeah.
Talking about style? Should we throw Panda Boy up? I can have that up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If they don't know about the panda yet. Yeah. Right. Some people do know about the panda. Some don't.
Let me get on the Panda Boy. You can just answer. I'll have to.
Oh, gotcha. Hero said it was a rumor about Hero carrying soul swords, or I misunderstood. No, we confuse swords with heroes, but I believe like the swords would first have to be minted for, you know, for us to do that. So yeah, we can follow up with soul swords after that. So for example, if there's a very cool looking sword that you guys have, we could fuse them and in this case change like the sword. So if you have a sword with what's it called, with soul swords, you can fuse one with your hero if you'd like. But yeah, Hero, they gotta be minted first, right? So and I think if I'm not mistaken, Hero Bowl, we'd probably use the same contract that we're using in the villains. You know, so it's kind of like an exchange. You can think about it that way, like one token for the other one. So, yeah. But then again, I got more details would probably bring my devs because then I'll mess it up and I don't want to lie to you guys. Here's to Callie. Will that be in the RoboShop for the swords? Maybe an option to add them there. Yeah, so the RoboShop, I actually want to pitch this idea of the RoboShop to Kenny at Astro Heroes. There's a video that God is Good found, and it's a cool video. It's an in-game. So imagine the RoboShop is in-game. So you bring your character and you customize your character there in the game. So yes, let me follow up with Astro Heroes. By the way, guys, Kenshi, let's take a note on this one. I'm having Kenny come in on Friday at 6 p.m. for him to share his project, this whole metaverse gaming that they're creating. For the ones that don't know, I need you guys to understand that a couple of things. Number one, they're amazing. They're super awesome, and I'm gonna be helping them, you know, with their marketing because they need help. And so where I'm going is that we have a lot of projects that reach out and they want to partner up and they want to, you know, do like a collaboration and stuff like that. And sometimes we get to it, sometimes we don't. There's just like a lot going on. But Astro Heroes is one of those that when we see their product and when we see like their team, there is so much potential in them. And this is a project that, you know, we want to back up. Like we want to be like, you know, bring them in the house and it's imagine, I don't know, your brother is building a house or your sister, someone, your best friend is building a house. Imagine like the actual physical house and you see an extra hammer and you know, you can help put up a wall, right? That's how we see Astro Heroes. Their team, they're just game devs, guys. You know, they're game devs, and that's what they do. They do gaming. So I think, you know, us helping them And they'll also be helping us too, as you guys know. So, yeah. So go support them. We'll be bringing him, bringing Kenny to the call on, or yeah, on to the Discord on Friday at 6 p.m. And I'll make a, you know, a little reminder there on Twitter and stuff, so you guys know what's up. The team is Vietnamese. I don't know no Vietnamese. I just know how to say thank you and oh my god.
Oh, Chicha, and you know
good
how to
enough.
Let's go.
Wait, who just spoke? Who was that?
That's Chino, man.
Wait,
hey.
What?
Hey, told me to come say hi, so I came and I'm here.
Let's go, dude, about time. Shit.
I haven't heard Chino in a long time.
Hey,
how
hey.
You been?
Oh man, I'm so tired.
What time is it out there?
It's 10 p.m. and I haven't eaten dinner yet. It's pretty late, but I just gave a 2-hour, actually almost 3-hour workshop of Discord bots to our team of moderators, including Ian, who's here in the audience. Poor guys.
Ian is the man.
Ian, how was it? Did you enjoy the 3 hours?
It was cool. I mean, I was teaching them, you know, the how to operate with all of the bots we use and all of the clients, so that they can, you know, not depend so much on myself and the rest of our team, you know, the development team. Also wanted to hear some feedback. By the way, let me take this opportunity. I made a tweet. It didn't have any visibility. It's all fine, but I'll take the opportunity that I'm here in the AMA with 20 people listening. Please, if you have any feedback regarding either this server on Hero or any server on Terra on how it can be improved or anything that is annoying you or whatever, please reach out. Tell the staff, they'll probably come to me or I don't know, whatever. Tell them, hey, Chino asked me to give you feedback. Please, here's my feedback, and they'll get back to me. I'm the Discord guy, and I really want everyone to love Discord as much as, you know, I do and everyone on my team does. And, you know, that's only possible if people speak their minds about Discord. So, yeah, please. voice your opinions, and you know, if I don't answer you, like if you mention me and I don't reply, send me a DM. They're always open. If I just receive spam, I'll ignore it. But seriously, positive, like any kind of feedback, it doesn't have to be positive. Especially, you know, if it's critical feedback, that's really important to improve. You know, always please reach out. Yeah. We're developing bots. You know, the sledgehammer you had to go through to join this server. Yeah, that was made by us. Jarvis, the one that's keeping all the highs and hellos out of the general chat. That was also work done by us. So, you know, we really want to make sure that, you know, Discord's great for everyone. So
thank you, bro. Yeah, man. Go ahead.
I just want to give one more piece of news. I don't know if you've noticed, but on the Twitter, what is it called? The channel, the Twitter Hero Tweets Raid. Yeah, that's the name of the channel. We now have like and retweet buttons inside of Discord. How cool is that?
Wait, let me go. I saw that. I didn't know how it worked. I gotta link my account. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, it's pretty intuitive. You know, you try to click the button, it of course won't work from the gate. You'll get a message saying, "Hey, please connect your Twitter." You know, blah blah. Once that's done, you only have to do it once. So actually, if you go on Astroport's server, this same feature is there, and actually Terra as well from today on as well. You can already do this. So yeah, pretty cool. And I'm also going to bring some improvements to our tickets. But yeah, anyway, that's all. The alpha.
Yay! No, thank you, brother. I'm laughing over here too, because Hero Bowl is like DAO voted. Like, bro, the community, God is good. Like, we have a little DAO here, dog. Like, Kenshi's over here helping with like the game. Like, Hero Bowl is like over here leading like the DAO. Ian, you know, it's like the master mod over here. Dan's like, bro, everyone's just like a DAO at this point. And it's like we're not like the official DAO, like, you know, like with like the tech behind it, whatever. But dude, two people voted, it's done. I love it. No, but thank you, China Man. And yeah, guys, I was, like I said, I was in class right before this, and it's so funny because they were talking about feedback, and I was like, oh shoot, should we also create a feedback channel? I mean, I know in the general they're always giving us feedback, but just the simple fact that China Man 10 over here is, you know, asking for feedback, that can only come from a person that's trying to grow and trying to provide a better service. So yeah, you're an ace, brother. Thank you, man. Awesome. Okay, thank go you to Sneak Peeks. No, my blessing, brother. Go to Sneak Peeks. There's the panda. The panda has been updated. Yo, what? But this is what? God is good. What are you doing here, bro? It's like, God is good. It's like, just leaking alpha right now, dude. What is that?
Well, no, it is alpha, but it isn't alpha because, like, we're still, like, you know, like adding some cool, fun iterations to it as well. And plus, this is only two of, you know, the many that we have. So I don't mind because the panda has already been exposed. That was the first one that was ever exposed. So this is just bringing it back into the light. But the horse 100% was pure alpha, and that's brand new. But you're gonna see Horseman come slide through on chapter two, which when I read it, when I read something, I visualize it. And you guys always know how they say that, like, movies are never good as books, but we just never take the time to read nearly as much as we could or should. But like, I was reading it, and like, I could hear the sound of like when Hobie came in, and just like it playing out, and it's so cool. Probably just because I watch too much anime anyways. But Jan, so tell me, I told Jan to check out Tokyo Revengers. How did you like that, dude? How was that for you,
bro? Dude, okay, just so you know, to answer this question, during Christmas, my sister-in-law gifted me a robe. And so, like, you know, like, Mikey doesn't wear like his jacket like formally. He just kind of puts it over his shoulder and like lets it fly, and then like anyway, like the girl over here is like making breakfast, and I'm like, I put my robe, you know, some robe I got for Christmas, like Mikey does, and I go up to her because she watched the whole freaking season, you know, with me. We watched it together. Yeah, I'm like, yo, baby, who am I? And then he looked at me, and she's like, psh. She's like, you wish? And I'm like, ah, what are you? I am, Mikey. What you talking about? I'm a gangster. but yo, that was sick. That was sick. And it's funny how things work, because I waited to watch it. You told me, like, you know, a few times, and I waited, you know, for the right time. And my girl had came back home. She was at with her family, and she came back home the day that I started it. So she came in like 5 minutes after the first episode, and she's like, "Ah, oh, you're watching anime again?" And like, you know, she can be a little hater here and there. And I'm like, "Yep." I'm like, "You should watch it with me." And she's like, "No." And then she just like sat with me for like 1 minute, and 1 minute turned into, you know, 20 episodes later. And I dig it heavy. It's badass.
Yeah.
It's badass.
That's what's up. Hero Bowl, you could totally tweet whatever you want, bro. Any alpha that's released here is alpha for the world. But yeah, no, like, it's just so cool because you get to see the character development at the beginning, him just being this softy, and then you get to see him like become more like in the gang, and just it's everything is so cool. And time travel ultimately is one of my favorite things, you know. One of my all the movies, obviously. One of my favorite movies, it's called About Time. No, not About Time. In Time. No, About Time. About Time is with Rachel McAdams. But it was just like this simple concept where, you know, the man is able to time travel. And he says that his dad always told him, like, as his, like, him's like, son, every single day, just wake up in the morning, go through your day, and then at the end of that day, travel back to the beginning of that day and relive that whole day. But now that you know what could happen, you're obviously a lot less stressed. You'll enjoy the little things a lot more. You won't take things as much, you know, quite as serious and everything like that. So it's just like, okay, well, now watching Tokyo Revengers, hearing that portion, it's just like, if you just woke up every single morning and you pretended and you imagined that you chose to come back to this specific day because it was one of your favorite days that you ever experienced, like, you're going to go through that thing, like, stoked, excited, you know. I mean, think of a moment, you know, like, whether it be the first time you saw your girlfriend or the first time you, I don't know, like, bought a car, I don't know. But you go back to the day that meant so much to you, but now you just wake up and automatically assume that this day you chose to come back here. You don't remember why you chose to come back here, but you remember, I mean, you know that you chose this day. So, like, we woke up this morning, and now we're about to run this day up as hard as we can. I don't know if that means eating pho, eating ramen, drinking your favorite coffee, but prepping yourself to know that something lit is about to happen today and the whole day is about to be phenomenal. It's just like, time travel is just so cool. So, like, when, like, that show came up, I watched like one or two episodes. My friend was like, just give it 5 episodes and you'll love it. I'm like, bro, y'all had me at episode 1. What are you guys talking about? Just like, let me know when you're at episode 12. And I forget to tell him. I'm like, yo, I think I'm on like 17. My bad, bro.
Yeah, no, it's amazing, man. It's totally amazing. And it's crazy because that's what inspires us, to bring something to the table, guys. So, yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, is there any recommendations right now? If you guys want to drop an anime in here that maybe we haven't checked out, but you highly recommend, I'd love to know. I'd love to know who got the rug today.
Who got the rug today? Yeah, there was a rug on bro, but it was on Random Earth though. And Random Earth, when we launched there, it required us for like our passport. We had to get doxxed. So. It's kind of weird. I'm not sure what Random Earth did there, but yeah, some baby apes got rugged, something like that.
Just hit us up if you're in this current group right now and you got rugged and you're a part of our community. We'll make you whole in some different way, I'm sure. Yeah, Gene. Yes, Trump. All right. I mean, yes, God is good.
We're at this point, bro. Oh, Random Earth. Who got rugged today? Hero, bro. Hero's on a rampant right now. He's like, kidding me. There was an NFT project that I minted. This was pretty cool. So I essentially, I don't know if you guys remember, like, I get like wild sometimes. Like, I get like weird, like wild, like cool. And I was on Twitter and I started, I don't know why, I started posting about potatoes and I'm like, y'all are a bunch of potatoes. But like, people vibed with it. They like went to the comment section and they just started posting potatoes and stuff. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is what I'm talking about. And I started calling my whole family potatoes and all of that. Long story short, I get back on Twitter and I see this. It's like a Matic NFT project that it's about tater tots. And it's like, you know, related to potatoes. And I'm like, wait, what? Potatoes? And so I minted. They were very inexpensive. So I minted some. I love minting NFTs, guys. I seriously do. So anyway, I minted some of them. And little did I know is that there was a collection of like some baked apes. And it was pretty much whoever held a potato would have a whitelist entry to a baked ape. And I'm like, yo, that is pretty cool. You know, long story short, that was a good little investment there. It is right now. I know God is good, got some, but where am I going with this? There you go. Those potatoes.
Hey, should we, let's send a couple potatoes to some of the homies here.
Oh, we should, bro. Dang, you minted that many? Oh my goodness.
Gene, bro, let me tell you. That's not even half of it, bro.
I think I know where you're going though. Did you mint all those apes too?
And I only minted 3 apes.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah. I was just like in an apish mood. They're like, potatoes. Right. Must get a potato. And I'm like, dude, I'm so busy right now. I have no time to I don't know what's going on, but Gene gets excited about stuff, and I'll support his excitement. When you jump in, like, automatically I have to jump in. If it's a great move, we celebrate together. If it's not, we get to laugh together. And in the past, like, we used to ape into projects. We still ape into projects. What am I talking about? Like, yeah, Gene would ape into these projects. He would tell me, and then I'm like, bet. Let me get in there with my boy. I would get in there, and then, like, a couple months later, I like bring it up. I'm like, hey, it's doing this, like, good or bad. Or he's like, oh yeah, I already cast. I'm like, bro, you brought me here. That's like inviting me to like a birthday party or something that I don't know the people. And then he's just like, yeah, hey, how's the party? I'm like, what do you mean? Like, oh, I already left. I'm like, I don't know anyone here. You invited me here, dude.
Yeah, I love it because he had to explain it to me like, bro, like, if you tell me to like buy something and then you sell later, it's like going to a party where I don't know anyone and you just leave me there. You gotta like let me know. And I'm like, oh shit, I guess you're right, my bad, bro. And then I did it to him like twice again. I just make moves like on the random. So, but yeah, I haven't sold my potatoes, bro, so we're good.
So I'm willing to start like a little. So if you guys have been traumatized, a friend that has get together and talk about you guys.
All the times we got rugged. Yeah, you're breaking up again, bro. But I think he's saying that like we're gonna start a treasury for like whenever you know, we get rugged, like anyone in the community gets rugged, we're just gonna like shoot them a random NFT from the treasury, so you know, so they don't feel as bad. Because yeah, getting rugged sucks. I got rugged on that Dogecoin token, dude. Oh, I was so bullish about it because, like, guys, what you guys don't know is that I bought my mom $100 worth of Doge before, like, Doge was Doge. And, yeah, that thing, like, mooned. And so after that, like, I bought, like, other dog tokens. Like, I bought, like, Akita and stuff. Like, this is, like, last year, right? Before even NFTs were here. And but then again, I also, I don't know, it's experience, guys, you know, it's experience. Like, I almost want to say that I know which projects are going to bump and like, I know which ones are like, you know, smell like rug. But long story short, dogs weren't a thing on Terra. And so we got Dogecoin over here, like Dogecoin or whatever. And I'm like, ooh, bro, this has that vibe that it can pump. And I actually went a bit hard on my bag. And the next day that I got rugged. Now I was like, wow, y'all are insane. Terra people like cannot be trusted with dog tokens. And so I had like, yeah. I'm crying over here to you guys.
Yes. Chihuahua token crushing.
Killing it. That thing is, dude, did you know that thing is 10x right now?
I didn't know it was 10x.
Yeah, my guy's breaking up again. No worries, guys. But he is, yeah. Oh, no way. His to Cali, let's freaking go. Guys, this is a conversation that prophets can have, God is good can have, I can have with you guys. And let me tell you, no financial advice, obviously. We're just apes over here. But if you guys, okay, so if you guys, what I'm about to say is that if you guys want to have a call specifically just to talk about like this, which is super fun, love to have that. Oh, love to have that. Ian said that Baby Apes is not a rug. Founder released updates on Twitter soon. Okay, there you go, guys. Apparently it's not a rug. Sorry, Ian. That's what they were saying on like the NF Terra chats and all of that yesterday. And then on Twitter too. So we thought people got rugged.
Hey, so potatoes.
Yeah. What did he say about the potatoes?
We get to keep them now.
Oh.
I don't know why my internet's doing this.
Maybe do your just internet from your phone, your data from your phone.
All right.
Yeah, I've been trying to teach Abdel Kadus about the Cosmos ecosystem. But yeah, guys, at this point, I mean, Histocali has like a bunch of info. Like Kenshi said, he needs to learn these things. So anyways, where I'm going is that Wednesdays we have, you know, like this call for updates and whatnot. And then we could have another call. Let me know which days. Maybe I talk to God is Good here internally and Hero, see what dates are available for them. And we can even bring Jordan. Jordan is also, you know, an alpha guy. So, yeah. And that way we can get you guys caught up. Because, yeah, one thing is like, it's like, you know, betting, you know, on, I don't know, on a certain number. But like, what if everybody goes, you know, to the casino together? And I mean it like in a good way. And we just like get on Chihuahua early, or is Chihuahua, but like the token is called Huahua. So what if we all get on Huahua early, you know? So I'm down if y'all down. Okay, I'll give a couple more updates. So Mr. Formidable is, you know, as you guys know, he's back to work, and he will be working on the one-on-ones when he's done updating the contract, the Duomen contract, which is, that's what he's doing now. So the fact that he's working on it now, it's, you know, some thumbs up there. But yeah, after that, we'll release the one-on-ones. How, the way, I don't know how we'll release the one-on-ones, like, yet, I think, I mean, it can be a simple, you know, claiming. But what I'm trying to say is that these are possessions, right? So, for example, Do Kwon's one-on-one is Do Kwon's possession, right? So we can't just release it and, you know, let people buy it. But there will be, you know, all the one-on-ones, all of the one-on-ones released. So, yeah, that'll be pretty cool to see, you know, what the value on Do Kwon's is. I'm interested what that will be. Not that I, like, care about like money too much, just interested to see what people would give for it. Essentially, we had the idea of, you know what, let's give this money to charity on the one-on-ones. So if, you know, if Doe is down for the cause, yeah, he might just buy himself and be like, yeah, I'll pay the most, but do like a sort of a bidding for it. Anyway, what else? Hey, the Prodigy competent and amateur chats, I really don't visit those anymore. I mainly visit the holders chat and what else? And the general. So maybe we'll just delete those because we don't use them that much anymore. But yeah, Keenomics, we are in the AMA, brother. Because he's not here. He's out there typing on that other channel. What else? What else? What other questions do you guys have? Wait. Blockbits on the holder's chat? Wait. Is that yours? Did he get the whole dragon, dude? Sorry, guys. I'm spacing out over here. This guy got the whole dragon NFT. And it's super cool. Blockbits, by the way, he is the one that minted the first NFT, and that was on Talos. Do we have another AMA for the PM shift? We can. I'm having a little date night with the wifey today, but we can. Right before the date night, I could do that. That would be like probably like late though. God is Good. You still here?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear. Yeah. Okay, bet. Thank you, Ian. I hella commit. Hey, Ian has a little gift. Whenever, you know, he's ready, we're not gonna rush him at all. But he's got a little gift for you guys there. So, you know, you can drop the alpha whenever, Ian, no worries. But yeah, he's got a gift. He's got a gift for you guys. That's so cool. Awesome. Dang, I feel bad for Finn. He like had to record all of this. And yeah, a lot of it is just having fun, really. But thank you. Thank you for recording, brother. We'll let him go. Anything else, brother, you wanna throw at them so we can let them go?
No, I'm pretty much through with that. It's just be next little couple weeks at absolute max. My man said it would take 2 days for Solana and then 2 days for Terra. But he just wanted to be safe with it. To be excited for work and to be in full health are just like two things that we, you know, take for granted. And it's just a blessing when it's there. So formidable. Definitely things within the weekish. We'll just say 2 weeks. Give them a little bit of wiggle space, but we'll have the claimability for the comics. And then chapter two is, it's already written. Everything's being drawn out, colored up, lined up, and everything like that. That will be a little bit further down the line. I'm going to just say about, what's today's date? The 20s? Hey, guys, just a heads up. My birthday is coming up in a week and a half. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, it is. It is coming up.
So,
January 27th. Let's do a pretty awesome giveaway that day for the community. That'd be really fun. Honestly, like giving is like more of a gift than receiving. At the end of the day, I can't tell you guys the amount of times where I thought I was helping someone out by giving or providing, whether it be my time, my energy, money, whatever it might have been. But the return that I got was astronomically higher. Like on a couple occasions, I couldn't even repay the debt. Like legitimately. There was one time, I'm not going to get into it too long, but since I have you guys here, I'm going to tell the story anyways. But I pulled over on the side of the road. It was like 1 o'clock at night. And I decided to help someone change a tire because I was like all delusional and groggy. You know how you get at night when you've just used off all the mind energy that you could have. And I helped this guy out and got to hang out, talk to him for a bit. Dude was broke. Couple months later, he comes back and now he has money and he invested into like a Bitcoin miner. And this was in like, I forgot what year, 2019. No, it was like 2018. So this was after like the whole, you know, dip and everything like that, consolidation and stuff. But he calls me up way later. He's like, hey, man, I still have your tire. I'm like, I literally don't have time to pick it up. I just moved to another state. It's yours, bro. And he's just like, well, I want to give you a gift. And he told me to invest in Engine, Chainlink, a couple other different projects. And he's just like, that's just from me to you. At the time, Chainlink was like a dollar some cents. Engine, I forgot, astronomically lower than it is. But it was just crazy that, like, decided to help this dude on the side of the road. and it turns out he just gives me, like, two super on-point projects. Always give. And the return that you get is always astronomically higher. The ROI on that was stupid. All it took was, you know, like 15 minutes of me stopping on the side of the road. It restored my faith in humanity. It restored his. He's just like, bro, why'd you stop? I'm like, I don't know. I was just praying. And God said, you know, like, help someone. And he's just like, dude, I was just literally asking for God to help me. And I'm like, that cool, awesome. And then we both love crypto. It worked out perfectly. But why did I bring this up? On my birthday, January 27th, let's definitely do a fun giveaway. So think of something creative as a community. You guys are all here. We've been talking about the same things, basically. So what you guys would like to see someone receive, whether it be like very coordinated or just, you know, very fun, outlandish, different. We'd love that just because giveaways is in our nature. That's something we want to practice, and to be able to practice it with you guys would be cool. So comics, villains, that's being worked on right now. I mean, all the villains are completed. Everything is updated to our weave. Everything is ready to be minted. We're just waiting on the contract so the people can get it in the most quick and fashionable way. And obviously, the safest way is the most important thing out there. So nothing is compromised because, you know, we have bits of history here, and we don't want to ever jeopardize that safety. So that will come out very shortly, and then after that, we will then get those villains that we have in our reserve. We'll burn our commons that we have, and then we will be distributing that to the current holders, to you guys, you know, just for being with us since the beginning. So that I think that summarizes a lot of the portions that I've at least talked about. So.
Cool. That's no, that's more than enough, brother. We'll wrap it up then. Yeah, guys, I just need to get like a quick nap. That's all I need. And then we're back in business. So thank you. Whoa! BlockBits, oh, guys. There's
No, I was saying Dan turned 40 on January 1st. So yeah. Happy late birthday, Dan. Sorry we missed that.
Woo, happy 40th birthday.
We have so many, the amount of January babies, ridiculous. My whole family, my dad, my sister, me, my nephew, we're all Januaries. Y'all, my girlfriend. Oh, no, guys. My fiance, she just turned. I dropped the alpha. I got engaged 3 days ago, guys. You know, I've always looked for my Hinata. And it's crazy because in Tokyo Revengers, her name is Hinata, and also in Naruto. And like my fiance is like a depiction of that. And like, she's just the sweetest, most loving, supportive person. So yes, I finally, after years of romanticizing and writing stories about finding love, I did get to find love. So it's exciting. yeah. Giveaways. Love you guys. Thank you so much for being a part of this journey with us. And we're going to just keep pouring and pouring and pouring into you guys. Can't wait to release all of these different things just for you guys. So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, I know Gene's heart, and Gene's heart is massive. It's big. It's deep. And we're getting to the bottom of it. And at the bottom is just a gratitude for all of you guys. So appreciate it, guys.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. And one more thing, bro. So I'm trying to get BlockBits on the AMA, but I don't know if he hasn't seen the message or what, but BlockBits, he's on the holders chat right now, guys. He just purchased that dragon, and he posted a picture of it today. And he did purchase it. I know he did purchase it because he's also the one that purchased the first hero ever to be released from the auction to help forgot the kid's name, but to help him with like his disease. So it looks like he purchased it for 169 Luna. What a Chad. That's insane. So anyway, I wanted to like, you know, say hello to him, but I don't know. He's not hopping on, so no worries. We'll still share some love with him. That's crazy. That guy's old, bro. And he's clean. I think he's cleaned the floor before, too. That's a different man. All righty. Guys, love y'all. Thanks again. Prophets, thanks again. Histicality, One Side Reaper, Shadow, Satan X, Hero Bull, Finn, Ian, Dan, Doom, Kenshi. I'll say everyone's names. Meraki, Derek, Dog Monster, Brass Monkey, B Hizzle, Kotecho, Deb Upper, January 23rd. That's funny. 584. I don't know why that's funny. And Abdel Kadus. Appreciate you guys.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Hero NFT AMA, recorded from their Discord on Wednesday, January 19th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Take advantage of their Terra Luna Intel report on Telegram, which brings you the hottest news and updates on all things Terra. Find it using the link in the show notes. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. Terra Spaces appreciates their support. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Put your hands up like you got a couple questions. Ain't no misdirection, just a bunch of flexing. All aggressive, insane from all directions. Smoke rolls in when I start a session. Blank canvas, blaze up the handlers. Rocking back and forth like I got the van stuck. Don't grind the clutch, my
find you hush. Put your mask on and don't touch the antlers. Feeling untouchable when I'm on the verse, but in the universe I'm just writing some words, enticing these nerds while I'm laying out my memoirs. Like, remember when I had to fight the centaur? I'm a book nerd, let me take you on the journey. Lost in the labyrinth, searching out the lost fern. For certain got the taxes included, acting like a writer never felt secluded. Shit and line them up. Just another fixed game of try my luck. Go lighten up, dog. It could always be worse. Unless you're in the back of a hearse, then you're dead. Or put it in new speakers. It's a toss up, driver or just tweakers. Don't stress, yo. I've done the research. Living life like a bunch of fucking lemurs. It's a remake off the cutting floor. We take a little bit of poison and put it in the cheesecake. Tastes great, less filling, less stress, more killing. As he blew the cornerstone out the building and the blocks came tumbling down, all humble. Feels like we're drowning in a little puddle. Rebuttal, I should be taking off in the shuttle, getting high in space with the Hubble.
Spaces.